Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Grab your share of $150,000 in the Grand in Your Hand contest, like Rachel Comenzo did this morning.
Oh my God. I'm so happy.
She is $1,000 richer, and that's how you kick off your work week, Carla.
Yes. Oh, baby. That is great. I love it.
Next chance to put a grand in your hand comes up at 8 o'clock. Details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 6:04. Yes. Yeah, it's Monday morning.
I know it is Monday morning. How is that? How is it Monday morning? I have to check our football picks. I don't think we did.
No, I don't think so either.
I need to, you know, you and I start and get halfway through it. It's like, well, then this one, that one, this one, that one. You're doing it from now on. I'll do it.
I gave you a shot.
I'll see what we did. I'll get on and we'll let you know this half hour. But yeah, I don't.
I think last week we only won like 8 games.
We did 8 out of the 14 games total.
Well, let's see what happens tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be Chicago and Seattle.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you think Chicago's going
to
take?
Well,
no, you don't. See, remember they say don't go with your heart. Go with your heart.
You want to try and beat the broadcasters.
Yeah.
And ultimately win a trip for two to Hawaii. KKLZ Ford Country, beat the broadcasters. Just type in the word, text the word football to 702-739-9636. Get all the details on that. Sunshine today, high 100, upper 90s tomorrow, maybe a little bit breezy, 78 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here.
Well, you might be surprised at who has the number one album in the country.
All right, we'll find out about that plus some other stories. After Queen, You're My Best Friend.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Drew Barrymore says that being a child star is, quote, a recipe for disaster. She was on Norm Macdonald's new show, and she said, though, she got through her dark period early. Quote, I got it over with by like 14. Midlife crisis, institutionalized, blacklisted, basically no family. And then I got into the cycle of being my own parent. Because she didn't have a lot of family, actually, to take care of. She had aunts and uncles and stuff like that. But it was very different. 14 years old, man.
Well, that's because she was doing, like, Studio 54 and the club scene at 13 or 14.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God.
How she got in, I don't know.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
After E.T.
Right.
Boom. That girl's career took off. Seriously.
Yep.
Paul McCartney is the man. He has the new number one album in the country.
Wow.
Egypt Station, it's called. It sold enough copies in its first week to make it number one. His first number one album in 36 years, by the way. 36 years. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why that seems like such a long time. It seems like it should have been a shorter amount of time with Wings and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that's about
Well, he's
it.
Been out promoting this a lot.
He sure has.
I mean, a lot.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
I think we're the only show he hasn't done.
God, yeah, you're right about that. Billy Joel, he has produced a new movie called American Dresser. Tom Berenger is in it. It's about a Vietnam veteran who takes a cross-country motorcycle trip after learning that his wife has been keeping a lot of secrets from him over the years. Sounds like a good movie. He also talked about why he hasn't written any new music or recorded. He said, I don't want to.
Right.
He said, it's as simple as that. I just don't really want to. And he's the guy who said, too, if you can't write anything as good as you've already written, then leave it be.
And we've talked about this before.
Stuff. Yeah.
People don't want to hear the new stuff.
Nope, that's true. An artist will say that on stage. It's like, this is a new song. If you want to go use a bathroom, go ahead. But yeah, simply doesn't want to. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
96.3 KKLZ, where you still have a chance to win tickets to Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, plus an overnight stay at the D. You want more details? Just text the word summer to 702-739-9636. You have a chance to win tickets before you could even buy them to go see Billy Idol. Tell you how to do that after AC/DC. KKLZ. Make sure you're listening 8 o'clock for your next chance to put a grand in your hand. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:40. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. Got those tickets before he could even buy them to go see Billy Idol. Another residency. This is going to be at the Pearl in January and in October.
Excellent.
Of next year. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You have a chance to win them this morning. Right off the bat, we're going to play the pyramid game. We've played this before, just like on TV.
Yes, I love this game.
And what is it? Three out of three? Three out of three. Well, it's Monday. We're going to make it easy for you. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Start dialing up 702-739-9636. Good luck. Hey, Penny, you have a chance to win these tickets before you could even buy them to go see Billy Idol at the Pearl during his residency in January and October of next year. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday, but you have a chance to win them before you could buy them. We're going to play a round of the pyramid game, just like they do on TV. Do you know how to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Three out of three, and you're a winner. Go.
Penny, bouquet, tuxedo, gown.
Wedding.
Very good. Yes. Nose, lips. Eyes.
Talk to the face.
Yes.
Good job. And tango. Jitterbug.
Dancing.
Yes. Very good. Good job, Penny. Nice.
Look who's wide awake this morning.
I didn't even get to the mashed potato.
Betty, you got the tickets. You're going to see Billy Idol.
Cool. I have to take my mom because she loves him.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. Hang on the line. We'll give you some details. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Well, I listen every day.
Grab your share of $150K in the Grand in Your Hand contest. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show, Monday morning at about 7:06. We've already had one winner, Rachel Comenzo.
Yes.
Has $1,000 in her pocket. You could be our next winner, less than an hour away at about 8 o'clock. So make sure you're listening for that. And make sure you have downloaded the brand new free KKLZ app, or you can enter through our website. All the details on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Weather-wise, sunshine today going to be nice. It was windy all weekend long. I was not happy.
No, not at all.
I
didn't mind some of it. I was outside on Saturday, so I didn't mind a little breeze.
Right.
But I get it. If you're at the pool, no fun.
They say going to be windy tomorrow. High of only 99.
Oh.
It's about 79 now. Carla will have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. We'll do that after the Bengals Walk Like an Egyptian. Bengals Walk Like an Egyptian, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. I know every time people hear that, they think Walk Like a Tarkanian. When
yes.
the coach.
Oh, God, yes. When that
Tark.
Was, yep, that's right. Man.
Was rocking the Thomas
yeah,
and Mack.
No kidding.
7-Eleven. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, it is massive, and it moved slowly. Kept hitting the same areas over and over. That would be Hurricane Florence. The thing is, be careful. I know some of you listen out that way, and you probably know it's going strong even now.
Mm-hmm.
The winds have slowed down, but the rain is pretty, it's bad. Lots of flooding. Lots of flooding.
They say the worst is yet to come.
Yeah. Some of those storms, they go slow. Yes,
right.
Some of them even like, whoop, you know what, I'm going to circle back around again. So, man, we were talking off the air the other day about that. A tornado, that just comes through. Boom, it comes through. I mean, there's destruction, but you know, it's gone.
Yeah.
These things linger. So, boy, do be careful.
By the way, if you want to help out some of the people back east.
Red Cross.
It's on our website.
Yeah.
It's on the homepage of our website. Just click on the Red Cross banner. You can help out with a donation.
Yeah.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need it. And a lot of people now, adults, they are hiring nannies, Mike, for themselves.
Oh.
They don't want to, you know what, they want some help getting dressed, their nails done, they want massages.
Nice.
Rather be driven around. But, so there are nanny staffing companies that are now set up for adults. Wouldn't that be nice to have a nanny?
I think I know what I'm going to ask for Christmas.
I want a nanny, Jody. Give me a nanny for a while if you could do that. And if you'd like to know the most inspirational album of all time,
yeah.
Well, that would be Michael Jackson's Thriller, according to a new study. Michael Jackson's Thriller, the most inspirational album of all time. I don't know how people come up with these things, but it was voted on.
So they're saying it inspires you to what?
It's just inspiring. In your life, it's inspiring.
You listen to it and you become inspired, yes. And you go out and you conquer the world.
That's exactly it.
Huh.
So Michael Jackson's Thriller. I know that's a great album.
I just never thought of it as inspirational.
Yeah, inspirational. Number two was the Beatles. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So I don't. Okay. It was by a car company, but that's what people voted on. I know, but that's what it was. About 1,500 people who voted on this.
Wow.
Yeah, Thriller. Huh.
Who would have thought?
Okay. Well, there you go. It is Monday again, isn't it? A few things you should know.
Have you ever been kicked out of a buffet?
I can't even imagine.
Or blackballed from a buffet here in Las Vegas. The reason I bring this up, read this story. This is pretty amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's in Germany, a triathlete. He's been banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant because he eats too much. They say he ate nearly 100 plates of sushi. This was just this past weekend.
Right.
The owner and head chef said, no, you got to get out of here. It cost us too much money to feed you. So they kicked him out. And they're saying he doesn't eat. He's on a diet where he, like, kind of doesn't eat for about 20 hours.
Yeah.
And then he packs it on and he eats till he's full.
Oh.
But 100 plates of sushi, are you kidding me?
That's a lot.
Oh, my God. And I'm just kind of like my brother. I have a brother, and you've met my brother, Matt. He's out in D.C. Listens on the app, by the way. And he's a runner. He's a marathon runner, and he's really lean. He's very lean. But we would go to buffets, and he would go back like 6, 7, 8 times. And it was embarrassing. My mom used to say, oh, my God, we have to go. Matt's going to keep eating.
Or move to another table.
Now, it's not like that anymore.
Right.
You know, he'll go back like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5-ish. But it's just embarrassing.
Who's the comedian that used to go?
John Panette.
Yes.
You go now.
And he was big.
He was a big guy. He was a big guy. Yeah. I knew comics who would do just that. They'd sit there. They'd sit there all flipping afternoon and eat at a buffet. But I get that it costs them money, certainly. But here in Vegas, I don't think they can kick you out. Can you kick someone out?
I don't know. Has anybody ever been kicked out? Or maybe somebody you know. 702-739-9636. The KKLC Talk and Text Lines. Powered by Centennial Toyota. And if you're embarrassed, we'll put a blue spot over your voice.
Yes, we'll pixelate your voice.
So nobody will recognize you, but would love to find out. 96.3 KKLZ, less than 30 minutes away from your next chance to put a grand in your hand. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:37. All we want to know, have you ever been banned or even kicked out of a buffet?
Wow.
Whether it be here in Las Vegas or just a weird story, there's an athlete who was kicked out of a buffet, an all-you-can-eat sushi place.
Yeah, he got 100 plates of sushi. And they said, no, you have to leave. You cannot stay here. So they booted him out.
So we just wanted to know. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's somebody you know. Because you see those people at the buffet.
Oh, yeah.
That look like they don't know or understand the whole concept. Like you can go back.
Right. Oh, they pile it on. Mm-hmm. I know. They just pile it on.
Or take 3 or 4 plates at a time.
Yeah, they have more plates, dude. This is funny. Ramona says my mother would sneak eclairs or chocolate chip cookies into her purse. At one point, she got caught. They didn't check her out, but they made or kick her out. But they made her take all the cookies and desserts out of her purse. It was so embarrassing. They did threaten to not allow her back if they ever caught her doing it again. Oh God, a lot of grandmas do that.
I'd love to go to the buffet, but my mom or my grandmother's been blackballed.
She can't go. She's stealing eclairs. Oh, my God. Now, somebody said I've seen signs at buffets that say you have a 90 minutes to complete your meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Linda says this. I don't think you could get away with an all-day thing anymore unless maybe you're a VIP. I don't know. You know, are the high rollers going to sit at the buffet all day?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so.
That's not how they become a high roller.
Right. Exactly. I can't get out of my chair.
crap. I want to play craps. Jenna's on the phone. Jenna, what about you?
My brother and his birth grandmother were actually banned because they ate too much.
Really?
They were there for about an hour and a half, and he said he went through 17 plates of shrimp.
Jeez.
I guess it had been a repetitive thing for them.
Really?
And the comment was, unfortunately, they were, while it says unlimited, they expect a time limit to be observed on how long people are allowed to be in the restaurant. they had them pay the bill and made them leave.
Gone.
I'm surprised they don't do that here with a lot of restaurants.
Carolyn, what about you? Was it you that was banned or somebody you know?
My uncle Mike, he went to a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
And he ended up eating so much that they just had to kick him out.
Oh, see.
They just said you go now.
He seemed pretty upset about it. I'm not sure if they were rude, but...
Sure.
I think that if they're eating, like, a bunch... then I think it'd be okay to kick them out just because they have to stay in stock. And my uncle Mike...
Yeah.
He, like, ate a ton of stuff. And at a certain point, I think it's just rude to do that.
Well, right. I think if you need a police escort out of a buffet, maybe there's a little problem. But like you said, my Uncle Mike, wink, wink, it's all you can eat.
I like how she just kept throwing that out there.
My Uncle Mike.
Mike.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? I don't, hold on.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. John Schaefer is here with news this morning, and over at the campus of UNLV seems to be a crime spree.
Yeah, UNLV campus police want students and faculty to be aware of increasing crimes on campus, including car thefts, burglaries, and vandalism.
There's Queen Somebody to Love, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, wrapping up another great weekend, of course, a part of their residency over at the Park Theater, Park MGM. Here you go, one more call about being kicked out of a buffet. Victoria, was it you?
No, but my husband and his two brothers were.
Really?
They went to, it was an all-you-can-eat crab leg night, and they started removing the crab legs from the buffet because they noticed that my husband and his brothers kept going back for more. And more and more, they started not refilling the crab legs at the buffet, and then we're bringing out people individual plates of crab legs.
Oh.
And eventually, the manager eventually had to come over and ask my husband and his brothers to leave.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
You know how serious that is when the manager says, "Take the crab legs out."
Take them out. We're just
going to start serving individual people.
Take them out of the crab buffet. We can't have them out.
Kicked out of a crab leg buffet.
Oh, my God. And that's the best buffet. That's the best buffet night.
Right.
The seafood night.
Your next chance to put a grand in your hand, that's happening after Prince when Doves Cry. 96.3 KKLZ.
It's time to play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
That's right. It's happening again, and it's time to grab your share of that $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word is VIEW.
VIEW? V-I-E-W, VIEW.
Correct, Mike. Now, that is your chance. It's your chance and everybody else in the Valley's chance to put a grand in your hand. You enter this hour's code word, VIEW, like Mike said. You're going to go online, 96.3kklz.com. Or I hope you've downloaded our new free KKLZ app on your smartphone. If you haven't, do it. Text, tweets, Facebook messages, those don't work. Got to go to the app, okay? So do it. Get on the app. Code word is VIEW. Spell it correctly. Then hopefully you're picking up your phone, some weird number, because they might be telling you are putting a grand in your hand. The word is VIEW. Good luck.
Trying to put a grand in your hand. You still have a few more minutes. Don't text.
No.
Enter it through the website or the new free KKLZ app. The word VIEW. V-I-E-W. This time around, you don't have to worry about texting the word, but enter it through our website or the brand new free KKLZ app. Good luck. It's Mike and Carla waking you up, 8:07 Monday morning. Congrats to the Vegas Golden Knights. Big win last night.
Yes. Yeah. Preseason, they're already doing it.
And tomorrow night, they're on the road up in Colorado. They won last night 7-2. And, of course, I'm sure when the regular season kicks off, they'll drop the banner. The conference banner.
Yeah.
And all that. And boy, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. No kidding. That's going to be the night to see them.
Everybody's like, thank God it's back.
It's been, what, 2 months?
2 months.
Jeez, man. Wow.
Well, when you go to the Stanley Cup, that offseason, is a little bit shorter.
And they play their players during their preseason games, too.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah, it's not so much like... you know, some other sports where they throw in the other, you know, third
like
string. Yeah, exactly. Who is this?
But Big 7-2 win last night at the Fortress.
Yes.
But again, they're on the road tomorrow night. And then on Thursday night, I think they play in L.A. But so good luck to the Vegas Golden Knights, season number 2. Weather-wise, sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low 100s, upper 90s tomorrow, a little breezy. It's about 80 now. Carla will have her take, another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, one of our friends has been hospitalized for quite some time. I'll tell you what's going on there.
All right, more on that and other stories after Billy Joel, My Life, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah!
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Matthew Perry has been hospitalized for 3 months following bowel surgery. He posted pictures of himself along with the caption saying, 3 months in a hospital bed, check. And they say what he has like a perforation. They're saying that it is life-threatening. Wow. It's really serious. So he's 49 years old. So, I mean, God, I hope he's okay. This is Chandler, man. This is Chandler Bing. Chandler Bing.
Yeah, hope he gets better.
So do I. And, I mean, he kind of, you know, abused his body along the way. He was, heavily into painkillers. He was addicted. I hope he does okay. If you're a Foo Fighter fan, you might want to tune into the new season of Sesame Street because Dave Grohl just filmed something for it. So you might want to check that out. Sesame Street has always had on like pop artists and things like that.
Right.
So if you can't get your fill, Sesame Street, Foo Fighters,
Dave Grohl. I'm hoping it's a segment with the drummer.
That would be so cool, yes.
Because they kind of play the same way.
Yes. That would be
great.
And
Dave Grohl with his hair.
Yes. Yeah, man. Oh, he's so cool. And Gary Busey has launched a new crowdfunding campaign, Mike. It's to pay for 2 new songs that he wants to release in November.
Oh.
Project is titled Not Fade Away.
Yeah.
He actually played Buddy Holly in the movie years ago, and he did a good job with it. He's kind of, you know, done some other things since then, if you will, I guess, even if you won't. but, yeah, so if you want to help out there, you might want to. I'll try to get you the information on that. I don't know if he's on GoFundMe. I'm assuming.
Right.
So I'll check it out. I'll see if I can follow the progress of those 2 new songs. Exactly. I agree. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
William Barry put $1,000 in his hand. Your next chance to win a grand. Be at 10 o'clock with Wendy Rush. All the details about a grand in your hand contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Michael Jackson, Black or White, 96.3kklz. Mike and Carla Morning Show. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. If you missed it earlier, Carla was talking about Michael Jackson's album Thriller.
Yeah.
Most inspirational album.
Yeah, one survey, it was voted most inspirational.
I don't know what it inspired you to do.
I know. Was it? I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know, but yeah. Exactly.
If it did, then good.
I'll put it on every freaking day if it inspires me to get out of bed.
837. 911 call for you this morning.
Oh, yeah.
73-year-old guy in Ohio tried to use some out-of-state coupons at a Burger King.
Oops.
The store wouldn't take the coupons.
Oh.
So the guy, and he's in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
This is the guy you hate to get behind in the drive-thru.
That'll be me when I'm 73.
Wouldn't take the coupon, so he did the only thing he could do. Call 911.
911 emergency.
Yeah, can I have the Lakewood Police Department, please?
This is. How can I help you?
I had 2 coupons for a free locker. No, I'm not moving anywhere until you give me back my coupons. Oh. Anyway, the manager is taken. I'm calling the police. Anyway, the guy took my coupons and he won't give them back to me and he won't give me the free Whopper that they call for either.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. Okay. Okay.
I'm not moving. Anyhow, I'm calling the police.
You know what? Either give me my coupon back or give me the free Whopper.
I mean, it's a Whopper. I don't mean to be that way, but just give it to him. Just if that's what it's going to take to get him out of the drive-thru so I can get my butt up to the window, yes.
Or just give him his coupon back. What do you need to keep it for if you're not giving him the Whopper?
That's all. I got it. You know what? I was at Starbucks, and I went on Saturday, it was, to get my tea. There I walk up. The person before you paid for your drink. This was inside.
Oh.
And I did, that. Oh, jeez. I felt so bad.
Now you're going to have to do it.
I was like, oh, man. And then there was this lady kind of to the side of me who had like four kids with her. And I thought, God darn it. Oh, man. Sure enough, though, she said, who's next? And there was a guy behind me.
Yeah.
Older guy behind me ordered a coffee. Plain old coffee.
That's it?
I got it. I got his. He gave me a hug. It was very sweet. He didn't buy the next one, though. I was like, why are you doing that? I said, well, because, you know, forget it.
Well, where's that?
Yeah.
At the Burger King drive-thru, somebody could have went up to him and said, listen.
I would have.
I'll just pay for your Whopper. Just move it along.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have paid. I'd have paid had I known.
A Whopper.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
get
I know.
Out of my way.
In drive-thru, you get stuck in there. You don't really know what's going on. That's a whole different world, too, when you're stuck in drive-thru. It's like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die here. No,
especially if there's a car behind you and this guy's in front of you.
No, I'm not moving anywhere. No. You give me back my coupons. Anyway, the manager is taken. I'm calling the police.
You know what? That's going to be me in about 10 years.
Exactly.
If not already now.
But. Exactly.
Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, happening downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Saturday, September 29th. You can still win tickets and an overnight stay at the D downtown. All you have to do is text the word summer to 702-739-9636 for the details on that. It's Don Henley, Boys of Summer.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Washington was pulled over in the carpool lane last week. Cops realized his passenger was actually a Halloween skeleton.
Okay.
Wearing a hat and a jacket. You know, people do that.
Oh, they do. They try to do the carpool lane with, mannequin.
Blow-up doll.
Yeah, nice. That really is my date.
A couple in Massachusetts got busted shoplifting clothes from Walmart last week. Well, they needed, here's the deal. They didn't have any money, but they needed stuff to wear to a court appearance.
Okay.
So they go to Walmart and.
That's the way to do it.
Now they're facing shoplifting charges. Well, get all the charges out of the way. And then
stay in jail at this point. Just stay in jail.
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story.
You know, they already...
Oh, man.
I look at this story from a positive.
Right.
At least they're showing up for court.
Right, I know.
They're thinking, if we're going to go to court, we have to look nice.
Right, exactly.
So and we don't have any money, so let's just...
I know.
Not grab more than we need.
Right, just what we need.
Just what we need.
Oh, man. Well, I hope they're okay after all is said and done. Well, there's another thief, Mike. He ran out of gas, though, after he robbed a pharmacy. Anthony, he was armed and demanded cash from a clerk. He fled with an undisclosed amount of money, got into his car, and then he ran out of gas. Not to mention he robbed the pharmacy with a fake gun. So, you know... Yeah, all is good. You know what? You deserve to be in jail, Anthony, you boob.
Yes. Now, see, that person deserves to be in jail.
No, you boob.
But is there any...
Oh, man.
Any more, and I'll steal your word, anxietous moment...
Yeah, thank you.
...than when you hit the gas and you hear that ka-chunk and you know you're out of gas.
Somebody push me. Somebody push me. Jeez, yeah, getaway car that's being pushed. That's great. That's great. Dudes, come on. And Mike, every time maybe you feel a little iffy the next day or, you know what, your bones are cracking when you get out of bed, they say there are five things you can do that'll make you feel about 15 years younger.
Really?
Yes.
What are those?
They don't seem that hard. Going on vacations.
I like that.
Right. Exercising.
Yeah.
Okay. Petting animals. I know. And having sex at least once a week.
Oh.
There you go. So maybe that one. Right there. Maybe that one will work out
for
you.
Two.
They say that, yes, that's right. Vacations and having sex, you got to do it once a week.
Oh.
You got to do it once a week. So maybe.
I guess a good exercise.
Exactly. I guess I could pet.
Three out of five.
I could pet a dog or something like that. It's Monday. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
They say if you pet animals, you might feel a little better. I don't know if you want to pet them or not, but five little baby squirrels, they were all stuck together. Their tails were all tangled up together because mom made a nest to kind of put them in.
Yeah.
Well, they got their tails all stuck in there, and all the stuff that she put in there got them all twisted and tied up. So wildlife rehabilitators in Wisconsin had to untangle them, untie them, do a little surgery to get them all apart. They had to anesthetize them, by the way. They were under anesthesia for a little while.
Wow.
They actually untangled all of their tails. And I mean, they were a mess. They were just a mess. And they untangled them. They didn't have to amputate any of their tails.
Well, thank God.
They were all fine. They got all the grass and plastic out of there. I don't know if Mom was really good at building a nest, a bed type thing.
Right.
But they got them all separated. Mm-hmm. Okay. Even the little bushy-tailed ones were okay. The five squirrels are going to be, well, they'll be healthy for the rest of their lives.
And they'll live a long time.
Well, as long as squirrels live, they will.
Okay.
They will. But yes, they're all good. Three of the five have little bushy tails, and they were saved. Everything was good.
Okay.
Got off the anesthesia. They were in recovery yesterday. I'm not joking about any of this. They were in recovery. They all came out okay. Their blood was flowing sufficiently. Everything is good, Mike.
So the doctor comes out and talks to Mommy and Daddy Squirrel.
Listen, yes.
Yeah, okay. Next time you gather your nuts on your own.
Yeah, listen, Mom, you know what? Learn how to build a house, okay?
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
If you have a good story you want us to hear about, just email it to us through our website, 96.3kklz.com, on the Mike McCarla page. 9:40 before we wrap things up, and of course, kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning.
You will have two chances to put a grand in your hand. That would be at 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. with me and Mike. We will also, at 6:30, be giving away tickets to see Silly Billy Idol.
Win them before you could even buy them. They don't go on sale until Friday, but you have a chance tomorrow morning. All right. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast. Download the condensed version of this show or showbiz news, interviews, and it's all right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. She'll have another chance for you to put a grand in your hand in about 20 minutes. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.